Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, August 14th, 2024, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Panther Minerals Inc., CIS, gears up for growth in the uranium revival. Panther Minerals Inc. is gearing up for growth in the uranium market, projected to reach $11.38 billion by 2030, with an annual growth rate of over 5%. The company is actively expanding in North America, focusing on high-quality uranium projects like the Boulder Creek and Fireweed prospects. The Fireweed prospect, located northwest of Boulder Creek, has shown promising results with a sample returning 0.82% U308. Panther Minerals is utilizing advanced satellite imagery and hyperspectral analysis to pinpoint high-potential areas for exploration. The company is also reviewing historical data at the Boulder Creek property and has secured permits for a 5-year exploration program. Additionally, Panther Minerals is strategically acquiring properties like the Huber Heights uranium property in Nevada and closed a $2 million private placement to fund exploration activities. 2023 saw $28 billion disasters hit America. Apis Core believes its 3D-printed houses can help, and it's currently raising funds. The United States experienced $28 billion disasters in 2023, totaling $92.9 billion in damages. Apis Core, a construction technology firm, is developing 3D-printed concrete homes that are resistant to hurricanes and earthquakes. These structures offer increased safety and durability, with walls reinforced with rebar. Apis Core's technology can also be used to build schools and community centers for disaster relief. The company is currently raising funds to expand its operations and bring its technology to a broader market, offering investors an opportunity to support resilient construction in the face of climate change.
How reshoring is reshaping the global economy. Julian Harris, CEO and founder of RoboAI, discusses how reshoring is reshaping the global economy. The pandemic highlighted vulnerabilities in global supply chains, leading to a trend of relocating manufacturing operations domestically. Benefits of reshoring include increased resilience, economic advantages, sustainability, and enhanced security. RoboAI utilizes AI technology to assist organizations in onshoring supply chains, driving procurement, risk management, and sustainability goals for domestic production. With over 30 years of experience, Julian Harris is dedicated to enhancing ethical and commercial supply chain management. Learn more at robobuy.com.
Berhani Engineers completes another successful oil and gas gate valve project. Berhani Engineers recently completed a successful oil and gas project involving the supply, installation, and commissioning of motorized gate valves. The project showcased their commitment to delivering top-tier engineering projects tailored to the oil and gas industry's demanding requirements. The valves, ranging from 10 to 24 inches in diameter, were selected for their robust performance and adherence to American Petroleum Institute standards. Berhani Engineers' expertise ensured seamless integration of the valves within the existing refinery infrastructure, minimizing downtime and ensuring smooth operations. Their highly skilled team's dedication to quality and safety reflects the company's commitment to exceeding client expectations. This successful project further solidifies Berhani Engineers' position as a leader in the oil and gas industry, known for handling large-scale and complex installations with cutting-edge technology and stringent quality control measures.
Local wholesale cardboard manufacturing, the logistics of global demand. The global market for cardboard box manufacturing was valued at approximately $20.4 billion US dollars in 2022, and is projected to reach $34.2 billion by 2033. This growth is driven by the increasing consumer preference for sustainable packaging solutions like paper-printed boxes, which have a higher CADR of 5.2%. Advancements in printing technology have enabled manufacturers to offer customized and visually appealing packaging solutions that enhance brand visibility and appeal. In China, the market is expected to double, while in the United States, the market value is projected to reach $3.1 billion in 2023. Companies can leverage this trend by emphasizing sustainability, innovating with customization, enhancing brand visibility, and focusing on quality and design. Racer Boxes, Vancouver's leading cardboard box manufacturer, offers customizable, sustainable packaging solutions to help businesses capitalize on the rising demand for high-quality printed packaging. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.